Welcome to K-Top 10. This is episode 206, K-Top 10, April 2021, catch-up episode. I'm your host, Edward. Let's get into it! As I just mentioned, my name is Edward, my last name is Cochrane, don't wear it out, and I am from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I am one of the hosts of Japan Top 10, but this is a crossover episode with K-Top 10, so I want to thank Elizabeth Farahado, the general manager of K-Top 10, and the K-Top 10 team for allowing me to do this. Thank you so much for having me. A couple of announcements before we get started. We are still accepting donations, which can be done by clicking the donate button on the sidebar of our website at ktop10.org, and we still have various staffing positions open. Details can also be found on our website, that's ktop10.org, through our Join Us tab, also on the sidebar. Do you have any products that you want to advertise through us, such as makeup, music, food, books, or clothes? If you're interested, feel free to send an email to Elizabeth, that's Elizabeth, at ktop10.mymti.org, and we'll give you the details. Up first on our countdown at number 15, we have Love Day, which was released in 2021 by Yosub of Highlight and Yunji of A-Pink.
Number 15.
Touching
beauty.
On May 3rd, Highlight held an online press conference about the release of their third mini-album, The Blowing. This is the first comeback that Highlight has made since all four members returned from completing their mandatory military service. Their last comeback was in November 2018 with the special album Outro, but Yoon Do-jun did not participate in promotions as he had enlisted earlier this year. The group also talked about how K-pop landscape has changed since their last comeback. Yang Yo-sub said, "After the COVID-19 pandemic began, I thought a lot about my junior artists and how much they must want to meet their fans. And when we finished our service, there still wasn't a lot of chances to meet fans offline, so it was disappointing. Our colleagues wanted all to meet fans as soon as possible. I'm just grateful to be able to sing. I hope that these promotions will do well so that we can take the next step towards the next promotions. Regardless of our rankings, I want people to know that Highlight is a group that is good at continuing to make music together." I gotta say, when I listened to the song, I looked it up on YouTube. It's very cute, it sounded a little old school to me. And then I was actually very pleased to find out that if you look it up on YouTube, you can find Yoseob and Yoonji originally recording a version of the song in 2012. So they kind of revisited it in 2021. If you want your daily dose of cuteness, go look up that video with the side-by-side. It's pretty adorable. Check it out. Next up, we have Flu by IU.
Number 14.
There's too much pain. 시간 땀이 흘러 몸이 끈끈해. 엉망이 될 것만 같은 끔찍한 예감이 들어. 귓가에 마지막 경고 같은 이명이 들려. 허다한 싹이 어우러면 got a bad flu. 믿을 수가 없어. Oh, 이런 바보같이 또 사랑에 빠져. 희끗끗 눈을 맞추면 I'm very embarrassed. 온몸에 퍼지는 virus. 난 또 숨을 몰아 쉬어. 쓰러질 때까지.
recent episode of IU's YouTube show, IU's Palette, Gong Yu revealed IU's singing and acting skills are on par with each other, and he was personally surprised by her acting performance in the 2018 drama My Mister. The actor expressed, "This may be a long story, but I think the way you make songs and perform music is similar to the way you act. In My Mister, it was pretty shocking because you were so good at acting." That's in my perspective, of course. Gong Yu included, "Even if it isn't a music-related movie, I hope we'll get to work together in a nice movie or drama." And IU replied, "I'd love that. I really would. I really hope that comes true." Next up, at number 13, we have SHINee with Atlantis.
Number 13.
Second, SHINee's Taemin held his solo concert Never Gonna Dance Again through Naver's Beyond Live platform. This was his first solo concert since December 2019 in Japan. Taemin said, "I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. To be honest, I wanted to have a concert like this at an earlier time. I'm both glad and regretful that I was able to do it now. I prepared a lot, so please look forward to the rest." Taemin also revealed his new song, Advice, for the first time, which is also the title of his upcoming third mini-album, to be released on May 18th. "I think that the song will showcase unique and diverse sides of me," he said. "I'm also looking forward to it a lot. I've prepared a lot for the performance." I listened to the song. It's pretty great. And from a music perspective, it goes everywhere. No verse is different than the one that came before it. It's a pretty catchy song. As the kids would probably say, it's a bop. Does that make me sound old? Probably. That's okay. I'm here, and you're listening. Okay. Next up, we've got another IU track with High Spring By.
Number 12.
마시고 싶은 우연이지.
IU charmed readers with an absolutely stunning pictorial spread for the May issue of Vogue magazine. For this pictorial, IU partnered up with Gucci Beauty and took on a medley of makeup styles ranging from bold and edgy to radiant and pure for spring. Along with modeling the elegant combinations of various Gucci Beauty products, IU also advised readers, please listen to my role model Corinne Bailey Rae's Like a Star while wearing Gucci Beauty's Bloom Eau de Parfum. You'll know what I'm talking about. And she's right. Not that I have worn Gucci Beauty's Bloom Eau de Parfum yet, but I do know Corinne Bailey Rae very well, and her song Like a Star is what launched her career. That and Put Your Records On, both off of her first album, her debut. So definitely go and seek that song out if you're looking for something really elegant and simple and a little melancholy. Like a Star is a great song for that. But we're also going to talk about IU really quickly. This song is very much in the wheelhouse of early 90s, late 80s, ballad, very much an I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler kind of a feel, and I'm here for it. I mean, who doesn't love a spring ballad, right? Up next, we have On the Ground from Rosé of Blackpink.
Number 11.
My life's been magic, seems fantastic. I used to have a hole in the wall with a mattress. Funny when you want it, suddenly you have it. You find out that your goal's just plastic. Every day, every night, I've been thinking back on you and I. Every day, every night, I'll work my whole life just to get.
Blackpink's Rosé set two Guinness World Records with her impressive solo debut. Rosé made her solo debut with her first single album, R, and its accompanying title track, On the Ground, on March 12th. On April 9th, Guinness World Records revealed that the music video for Rosé's On the Ground had been officially recognized as the most viewed YouTube music video in 24 hours by a solo K-pop artist. The music video for On the Ground garnered 41.6 million views in the first 24 hours after it was released. This is the first time the record has been broken in 8 years since the previous record set by Psy, with 36 million views for Gangnam Style. I really like this song. It's in English completely, which is impressive in its own right, with a great accent, so kudos to you, Rosé. Also, it hit number one on the global Billboard chart, and that's out of 200, so she's really doing extremely well for herself. Up next, at number 10, we have Inside Out by New East.
Number 10.
You're the one that I want, the one that I need. Hey, don't wanna be free. You're the one that I want. The one that I need. Don't wanna be free. Hey. 다른 사람의 수에서 난 아무렇지 않았다. Oh, I say 망가져본 거야. You know, okay. 봤어, 나 stereotype. 이 변의 prototype. 나에게 너만의 mistake. Ooh, I'm gonna run. 이런 모든 사이에 죽어버린 아이들. 조금만 지나면 익숙해지겠지. 이런 나를 네가 찾아봤으면 해.
New East held a showcase for their newest album, Romanticize, the group's first full-length album in 7 years. Min Hyun said, "We didn't take a special approach to the studio album. Since it was our first album in a while, we worked with the mindset of gifting our fans with even better music. We wanted to share more stories, so we accumulated a lot of B-side tracks, and it was about time for us to do a full-length album, so that's how it became like that. In the studio album we released 7 years ago, members had very little participation in the production process. This time, Baekhyo was at the center of the album, and each member tried to show his own thoughts in their solo tracks. We grew a lot over the past 7 years." This song is a jam. It's fantastic. I will say, for those of you that are looking for the, well, a reference to the song, it sounds very, very similar in English. You want to look up Maroon 5's Don't Want to Know. Same hook with the oh-oh-oh beat in it. So check that out if you're looking for a bit of an older take on this. A little less dancey, still pretty decent. So check it out. And check out Inside Out, of course. At number 9, we have SG Wannabe with La La La.
Number 9.
Thank you. 사랑의 사랑도 잘 참고서 이겨내줬어요. 정말 눈물 나도록 고마운 맘 하나요. 그댄 내 곁에 살아줘서 사랑해요, 사랑해요. 내가 그대에게 부족한 걸 알지만 세월을 걷다 보면 지칠 때도 있지만 그대의 쉴 곳이 되리라. 사랑해요, 고마운 내 사랑. 평생 그대만을 위해 부를 이 노래, 사랑 노래 함께 불러요 둘이서. 라라라. 그대 처진 어깨가 내 맘을 아프게 해요. 잘해준 것도 없는 나라서 그대의 구운 손이 세월에 변했어요. 못 지켜줘서 미안해요. 사랑해요, 사랑해요. 내가 그대에게 부족한 걸 알지만 세월 지켜줄게요. 사랑해요, 소중한 내 사랑. 평생 그대만을 위해 부른 이 노래, 사랑 노래 함께 불러요 둘이서. 라라라. 그대 품이 나의 집이죠 영원히.
Recently, the members of SG Wannabe were featured guests on an episode of Hang Out With You, where the three members talked about the numerous different subjects. The entire episode was exciting on its own, but perhaps the best part was when the group performed a number of all their hit songs. Several of the group's songs began to climb the music charts, ranking in the top 100 after years of inactivity. Timeless, La La La, Avirong, Partner for Life, and more have been shooting through the roof in popularity, leading to fans' requests of a full group comeback, and it seems those requests may be answered sooner than later. I will say, this song has got a very classic Americana feel to it. If you're looking for a reference to the song, it kind of dates back a long time ago, even before me, and I called myself old earlier in your episode, I know. But if you are looking for the reference to the song, go and check out John Denver and Take Me Home Country Roads. Very similar chord progression, very similar harmonica kind of a feel to it. So check it out too. Next up at number 8, we have Coin by IU. A lot of IU today.
I'm moving, I'm moving, I'm moving. to be gambler. 배운 적 없지, even no tutor. 최악의 패를 가지고 싹스러 한수 배우고 싶음 더 예의 깨끌어. 승리를 손에 꽉 잡아 말아줘. 월스 말해줘. 저리 가서 놀아줘. It's no kiss zone. 이 경기 살벌하게 나는 목숨을 걸어 like a bonfire.
Vamos, 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 vamos.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
IU recently appeared as a guest on the April 9th episode of JTBC's Famous Singer. IU spoke honestly about her own rise to fame. "During my first sudden rise in popularity, I felt more scared than happy," she said. "The most confusing thing was that I had been on a TV show about a month or two before. I stood in the corner and couldn't say anything, and the camera didn't even capture me. But a month or two later, I went on the same show, and I was placed in the center and asked a lot of questions, and I didn't know how I should act." She went on, "At first, I thought this was due to luck and timing rather than something I changed myself, so I wasn't afraid of losing it. I thought to myself that it wouldn't be a loss because I'd just be returning to where I originally was. I had no idea that I would become that famous. I had not even wanted that level of fame. It's not a road that I could decide to walk, but it wasn't a road that I could stop once it had started either." This song is a lot of fun. It makes you want to dance. It is also... I'm full of references today. If you want to listen to a song that's very, very, very similar, you should go check out Bruno Mars's 24 Karat Magic or anything from that album, truly. It's very much in that wheelhouse, and all those songs are a real party in your ears. So check those out if you're looking for something similar to this. At number 7, we have We Ride by Brave Girls.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Girls is getting to release an official light stick of their very own. On April 24th, Brave Brothers thrilled fans by sharing a sneak peek of a design for Brave Girls' brand new light stick. He also revealed that the design was a rough draft and that had been inspired by the name of one of Brave Girls' signature dance moves from their smash hit Rollin', the Stingray Dance. Up next at number 6, we have My Starry Love by Lim Young Woon.
Number 6.
The This song is very much a classic 1950s retro feel, very At Last by Ella Fitzgerald. If you haven't listened to that one, go check that out. It is a timeless classic for a reason, and so is this one. Up next at number 5, we have Timeless by SG Wannabe.
Number 5.
SG Wannabe's Lee Seok-hoon's reaction to fans has become a hot topic online. Ballad singing trio SG Wannabe has been drawing attention once again after their 2004 track Timeless spiked on music charts, but it seems Lee Seok-hoon hasn't fully realized their rise in popularity. On April 26, Lee Seok-hoon appeared as a special DJ for MBC's FM4U, Jeon Hyo-sung's Dream Radio, while DJ Hyo-sung is in self-isolation due to COVID exposure. Afterwards, the singer saw fans waiting outside the building, and he expressed in disbelief, "Is this all for me? I'm going to go crazy." Lee Seok-hun then left a car to take a moment with his fans, receiving letters and signing autographs. I can definitely see why this song got popular again. It's very nostalgic in that old school kind of way. It makes you long for the before times. Well, even earlier before times, because this was like early 2010s, right? So definitely a nice way to bring things back to a simpler time. At number four, we have IU with Celebrity.
Number four. 차림 이어폰 넘어 플레이리스트 음악까지 다 마이너 넌 거르지 넓은 고개 위 환한 빛 조명이 내려도 전이 결국 알게 되길 더 원하는 me You're my celebrity 잊지 마
Surprise fans with the mesmerizing new music video. On April 15th, IU released a music video for Epilogue, the fittingly titled final track of her latest album, Lilac. In contrast to her double-titled tracks, Lilac and Coin, Epilogue is a quieter, more mellow B-side that highlights IU's sentimental side as a singer. And at number three, we have Rollin' by Brave Girls.
Number three. Brave Girls. You ready?
April 18th episode of SBS's new variety show, Tiki Takar, the four members of Brave Girls appeared as guests and brought the MCs to their feet with an exciting live performance of their smash hit, Rollin'. As Brave Girls' agency CEO is the famous music producer Brave Brothers, who has composed countless hit songs for other artists, Super Junior's Kyu Hyun asked the group if there were any particular songs by Brave Brothers that they wish they could have sung. Yoonji replied, "There's a lot," and Minyoung chimed in, "For me, it's Sistar's song Alone. Actually, Brave Brothers wrote that song for Brave Girls." There you go. She went on to clarify that this was before the current four Brave Girls members joined the group, explaining, "Back then, we weren't in Brave Girls yet. He was planning to give the song to the first lamp for Brave Girls, but he said he ended up not giving it to them because they weren't ready yet." Brave Girls went on to show off their singing skills by performing Alone live on the spot. At number two, we have the title track from IU's album, Lilac.
Number two.
April 17th, Lee Joon Gi hosted a special Naver Now episode called Dream in celebration of his birthday. To congratulate him, IU made a surprise phone call and the two stars talked about their friendship and Scarlet Heart Goryeo, the drama which they were first introduced to each other. Scarlet Heart Goryeo told the love story of Haesu, IU, a woman from modern times who was taken back to the Goryeo dynasty, and Goryeo's fourth prince, Wang So. played by Lee Jun Gi. He brought up the question he received often from fans, which was whether there would be a season 2 of the show. He commented that it was realistically difficult to make that happen, but regardless of its feasibility, he asked IU if she would be interested in appearing in the drama if a second season were to be produced. And IU answered, "I think all of us who filmed the drama probably feel the same way. We had such a great time filming it, and even now, there are so many people who love the drama. Isn't that amazing?" It is, absolutely. I think this is a real testament to what happens in the pandemic, and a lot of shows that people maybe have watched a little bit of in the past. In the Western world, we have things like The Office, which kind of exploded in popularity, Modern Family, Gilmore Girls, those kinds of shows. They had a heyday back in the early 2010s, and now, because of the pandemic, people really want something comforting and something they know, so it exploded in popularity online. So it's nice to see that this is happening here, too. If listeners want to send in their song request, be sure to do so through our website at ktop10.org. For our first extra song of this episode, I have selected Fancy by Twice. The reason why I picked this song is because I love me a good old school, and I'm using old school loosely here, sample. It's old school for me because it's nostalgic. When you hear at the very beginning the oh part, that is actually a sample that was used in Nelly's song Dilemma featuring Kelly Rowland, who used to be part of Destiny's Child, which used to have Beyonce in it. A lot of connecting dots here. Anyway, when I first heard the song by Twice, I was like, oh, Dilemma, sweet. And then the song just keeps on going and it's a lot of good stuff. It's got the what in there, which I love. It's just, it's fun, it's silly, it's just candy in your ears. It's a real treat. Our second extra song of this episode is G by Girls' Generation.
Listen, boy. My first love story. My angel. And my girls. My sunshine.
This song is kind of what got me into K-pop, I have to be honest. It is a girl group song, after all. It really just makes me want to dance. I kind of wish at the time that I had a group of people to do a bunch of K-pop dances with, because this song would just be on my list for sure. If listeners want to listen to past episodes and special episodes, they can be found on our website at ktop10.org. And much like this episode, we are also doing collaboration switching episodes where we have hosts from K-Top 10 that come over and do our J-Top 10 episodes and vice versa. So be on the lookout for that on J-Top 10. You can find J-Top 10 at jtop10.jp. Make sure you don't miss out when we upload our episodes. You can follow us on social media accounts through Facebook and Twitter. The handle is K-Top10Pod. And at number one, we have Antidote by Kang Daniel.
Number one. 차가운 정막 속에 갇힌 밤 바늘 뒤덮은 그림자 숨쉴 틈 없이 나를 조여오는 I try to run, I try to run away 소리도 없이 날 괴롭힐 때 숨쉬기조차 두려워 can't take no more 초점을 잃어버린 눈빛이 허공을 바라볼 때 잡을 수도 없이 온몸에 퍼졌다 지독하게 I'm looking for the editor 이 밤을 끝내줘 I'm begging for the editor 깨끗이 지워줘 숨이 거칠어져가 그 안에 갇힌 채로 완전히 날 close 익숙한 외로움은 더 짙게 끝없이 흘러 in my veins 잠깐의 꿈조차 짙은 어둠 속 외면해버린 상처는 갈수록 깊어지기만 해 yeah. 움직일 수도 없이 더 잔인하고 더 지독하게 I'm looking for the editor 이 밤을 끝내줘 I'm begging for the editor 깨끗이 지워줘 개치를 넘어선 더 끝이 없는 어둠 And that's real talk 몸부리치는 것도 무의미해지는 것 지독한 밤들을 어서 지워줘 antidote I'm looking for the antidote 이 밤을 끝내줘 I'm begging for the antidote 깨끗이 지워줘
Daniels releasing a new song with the fandom platform Universe. Titled Outer Space, the song features rapper Loco and will be released on May 13th. A music video will be revealed simultaneously on the Universe app, so go check it out. And that's the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to all of this great music, and me as well. If you really like my voice a lot, you can go check me out at JTop10. I have been doing a bunch of indie artist interview episodes, and the most recent one that we've released for May is an indie artist interview with Maiden Field, who is a fantastic singer, songwriter, actor, producer. He does it all, and it was a real treat talking to him, so go check that out. I want to thank Elizabeth Farahado for the great opportunity and everyone at K Top 10, and I hope we will see you next time. Bye!